So for your assignment, of course, I'm a school teacher, so I very much want to give you your assignment. I have some reading that I think is really important for you to complete. The first reading is, as I mentioned before, by John Cotter from the Harvard Business Review, and these are the 8 steps to leading change. The second assignment is by a colleague of mine, Rob Evans, and he talks about the culture of resistance to change and how I can really change a culture that just doesn't want to play, just doesn't want to work. And the third reading is by another colleague here at Harvard University named Ronald Heifetz and Marty Linsky. And this is a book which is called Leadership on the Line. And it's very frank, very easily understood information about how to be a leader in tumultuous turmoil and challenging times. For our small group discussion, I'd like you to actually view a videotape that you will find online. And this is a test of your observation skills. So you'll want to pay very close attention. And the basic thing that we found with this observation is that it varies by gender, that women perform differently on this task than men. So everyone should be sitting up paying very close attention to this. It's only 3 or 4 minutes, and we want you to observe a videotape in which we count the number of passes between basketball players who are wearing white shirts and wearing black shirts. Very simple, but quite revealing. And then finally, I have an assignment for you that is a written assignment, but it needs you to go into the field. And in this assignment, I'm asking you to plan to visit at least 2 classrooms, preferably at different levels, one at the elementary level, perhaps younger children, and one slightly older children or even in high school. And I'd like you to conduct an observation in the class that is a minimum of 30 minutes. And during this observation, I want you to tell me, what was the teacher doing? What were the students doing? What was the task they were asked to do? How do you classify this task? Was it low level? Was it higher level? As we talked before around cognitive demand. And if the teacher wished to increase the cognitive demand in her or his classroom, what would you suggest they do? And so I'd like you to make these 2 observations and then write a very brief 5-page summary for each of the 2 observations. And I really look forward to looking at them. Thanks so much.